You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Father's Day was celebrated on June 19, 1910, in the state of Washington, however. It was not until 1972, 58 years later, after President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official, that the day honoring Father's Day became a nationwide holiday in the United States. Father's Day 2020 occurs on Sunday, June 21st.
I would like to introduce my daughter on the Father's Day podcast special for the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, Rachel Urey. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you for letting me on, Dad.
You're very welcome. I love doing these with you because I really see something in you. I think you're extremely talented. You're so funny. And I see a future that you'll be able to use content development to really help shape your own life. And when we have people listening to these shows, sometimes you have to take a step back and think, how am I impacting the world? How can I use my talents? How can I use my platform? How can I use what I do to make my life and the life of others, more importantly, the life of others, better? So what do you think about content development? What do you think of podcasting or video making or anything like that?
I feel like it's a very important thing in whatever you do. The more important of what you're doing, the more important the content you make is. Because you can't always just, like, if you make a video, then a podcast, if you make a video or a podcast or something like that, you're basically showing it to the world, and people can see you. And if you don't do that, it just, if anything, probably just a small group of people, if anything. So podcasting is very important in whatever content you do.
So I got two weekends in a row with you. Rachel lives up in Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania. I live in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. We live about 70 miles apart from each other. Yeah. I get to see you sometimes on Wednesdays and then every other weekend. But this weekend, because it was Father's Day, I got a bonus weekend with you.
Bonus.
Which was awesome. So tell the listeners just a little bit about, like, how old you are, what grade you're going into.
Okay, so right now I am technically 10, and in 2 months I will be turning 11, but since 2 months is a sort of long time, I guess we'll just call myself 10. I'm going into the fifth grade. I'm going into middle school. Yay.
Yay. What do you like to do?
I like to be outside, and I like to swim at the pool at your house. And
yeah, you've been playing a game on the Switch called
Animal Crossing, and to be specific, New Horizons.
Any Animal Crossing fans out there on the Switch? I just got to watch some of it last night. It seems very intricate and very detailed. I think you have to go collect money, make money, purchase your house, have a mortgage. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and not as stressful as real life, so it's basically just a relaxing game. And altogether, it secretly teaches children about money.
Yeah.
Moving fees, home loans, bills.
And by collecting bugs and fish and different other things. You know, I've always appreciated you coming on the podcast because I like to hear perspectives from you as a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Soon to be 11 in the end of August.
Yes.
So that's a big deal. So let's talk about a current event, which is unfortunate. Let's talk about racism. What do you think racism means to you? What does that mean?
It means people shaming people for the color of their skin, maybe the way their accent is, and altogether where they come from. And I honestly feel like racism is just something blocking us from world peace. We're all one species. We're all humans here. And like the death of George Floyd, and you'll know this person if you live like in Pennsylvania, Antoine Rose. They were George Floyd was choked, and Antoine was just randomly shot. I'm pretty sure he was just randomly shot. And racism is just a sign that, I don't know, just because the color of your skin, or like the, just because your outside appearance means something, doesn't mean you have to kill someone or say something bad about them. In the inside, we're all people.
Right. So back before Jesus was even on the earth, like 2,000, 2,200, 3,000, 4,000 years ago.
Just the BCs altogether.
Yeah. So there were classes of people that would oppress other people to work for them for nothing, and that was called slavery.
Yes.
So the Egyptians did that with building the pyramids. There were people that were stolen from their country of origin and brought to other countries to work for free in shackles with chains and being beaten and being killed to progress the agenda of another group. Now, that's not the way that life is supposed to be at all. Being able to say, I am more superior than you just because you are Irish or you are German. And if I was an Italian and I said Italians are better than Irish Germans, and therefore you have to work for us for nothing, and you have to be beaten if you do something wrong, and I treat you as my slave, that is absolutely, absolutely 100% wrong. There's nothing good about it. And the definition is the prejudice or the discrimination directed against a person or a group of people based on their membership of a particular race, ethnicity, or what they're saying is a minority, or being marginalized as a person. And we've never raised you to think that way. I've never been raised to think that way. And we have to be sensitive about it. But we cannot let it from progressing us forward as a society. I think some people, Rachel, use racism as an excuse to not move forward in different aspects of life. And I think that holds us back as a culture, holds us back of being together. Because when I see a person, I don't see the beauty of their skin or the beauty of their hair or their eyes, even though they might be really good looking or, you know, I'm looking at your character. I'm looking at the way that you treat other people. I'm looking to see, how do you make me feel? Are you respecting me? Are you respecting others? That's what it boils down to.
Yes.
We have thousands and thousands of pharmacist listeners out there, and I interviewed an amazing woman for the Juneteenth podcast, which just was on Friday. So if you haven't heard that episode about racism and what Juneteenth is about and how to work as healthcare professionals, please take a listen to that. Dr. Stephanie Moss Young is an amazing black, powerful, smart, intelligent pharmacist woman who's leading in this. And we had a discussion as a white person, as a black person, or any other person that wants to be part of this network. You are all absolutely welcome. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with us coming together as healthcare professionals to lead in this. Do you know what I think, Rachel?
What?
I think healthcare professionals can lead against racism, because if you're a doctor or a dentist or a nurse or a pharmacist, it doesn't matter what color of the skin or what nationality your patient is, you're always going to care for them.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Because that's what you went to school for.
Absolutely. But you've also taken an oath. The pharmacist and the doctor took an oath, and in that oath, they promised, they committed, based on their degree and who they were, that they would care for every human being.
Yes.
So what do you think of that?
That is absolutely right, and I feel like that should be with every single job and every single person on Earth, we should just accept that people are people, and we are all the same, and yet so different, just not because of our skin. Does that mean you need to treat people differently?
And I think we should be celebrating the differences of people. Yes. I don't want to walk into a room and see everybody with a blue shirt on and white pants and standing in line. And
the only time you would need to see that is in a private school.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to go and just all be the same. I think when we're different, it creates interests. It creates, I think, differences mixed together actually create something sometimes even better. And most of the time when we have mixtures of ideas and you know what, we are in a very sensitive time in our country where everybody is ready to be offended. And I don't like that either. If you and I disagree on something, if you say, Dad, I want vanilla ice cream. Okay. And I say, no, Rachel, I want chocolate. And then you guys and I, we get in an argument, which is, it's still ice cream, but it's different flavors. Why are we going to hate each other? Why would I hate you, Rachel, because you like vanilla ice cream and I like chocolate ice cream?
I'm not sure why you would do that.
See? So that's the simplicity of all of this. So if you argue with me and you say, Dad, I don't like President Trump, because I think he's a mean guy and he says mean things and he tweets things and blah, 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 blah. And then you say, I like Joe Biden. And I'm like, okay, well, I disagree. I happen to like President Trump and I disagree with Joe Biden. Not because he's a white old guy. By the way, they're both white old guys. I disagree with the way that they think about how to run our country. And I don't boil it down to the emotions of what we're made to think. Do you know, I think that the news and I think that some of the politicians purposely want people to hate each other because it gives them control over people. What do you think of that?
Yes, I feel like some people are doing that on the news. Meanwhile, some people on the news actually are somewhat like they're chill about that kind of stuff. Oh, and by the way, my opinion on the presidents, both of the candidates for president have done a lot of bad things, but I feel like Trump's better because he's done less bad, like, more good things than Joe Biden. I can't name a single good thing Joe Biden has done.
It's hard to kind of track it all, isn't it?
Yes, it is, especially when you have the mind of a 10-year-old.
Well, let me say something else. If you go into politics and you serve your community or you serve your state, or you serve the entire nation. Do you know how hard of a job that is to do?
Yeah, I can see it being really hard.
It is hard. So even though I don't care for Joe Biden's policies, not him as a person, it's not him as a person, it's him as a policy driver and maker. I don't disagree with a lot of what the Democrats have to say from policy. But as people, they're still Americans. They still deserve their vote. They still deserve their rights. They deserve access to health care. They deserve the ability to make a good living. They deserve the right to free speech. They deserve to either carry a gun or not carry a gun. Like, we all need to stop being so hateful of each other and realize that we will never all agree on the same thing, but we must respect each other. And I respect Joe Biden because he has served in the United States Senate and in politics for like 40 plus years.
Yeah,
how many?
47. I'm pretty sure it's 47.
47?
Yeah.
So listen, has that been hard? I mean, look, I don't agree with that guy, but he's given up 47 years plus of his life to serve in politics.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's something credible to that. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he's only been in politics for like 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So he has new ideas. He has new ways of thinking. But he does say some mean things sometimes. He says he needs to be a little bit, you know, President Obama, in my opinion, even though I didn't disagree, I disagreed with him. I disagreed with probably 70-80% of what he had to say, right? Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. But he was an amazing, intelligent, well-spoken, very presidential, meaning like I was very proud of him as a president in some ways, because he came across very intelligent, you know, and he said something. He didn't like shoot out like crazy tweets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it was his beliefs from the way he wanted to run, I guess, our nation. Like, I don't like big government. I want us to be a little bit more free. Meaning, if you're an American and you want to build a new part of your house, you have to go to your local government, which would be Cranberry Township, and you have to get a permit in order to build that new building. Okay. There's a sense of control there that sometimes, okay, you want to build it safe so it doesn't fall down on yourself. But then there's sometimes I feel like there's too much government control over us as an American people. And I think that ties back to collecting tax dollars. So that is, you're going to make, let's pretend, Rachel, you make $100, okay?
I already have that amount of money.
There you go. So what if I took $30 from you and I said, that's a tax, right? And that tax is going to give you water in the house, and I'm going to give you a blanket, and I'm going to give you food, and I'm going to call this your living tax. So now you only have $70, okay? And then all of a sudden I say, well, I'm going to raise that tax to 50%. So now you had $100, but I'm going to take $50. And I'm going to say, well, I'm putting new carpet in your bedroom, and I'm going to get some new toothbrushes for you. And hey, it's just the way it is. So that's basically what tax is like for us. And I think that we have to have less tax, less big government, and put some of that money that we're wasting in some aspects of running a nation back into things like healthcare for people who can't afford healthcare, and being able to ensure that if people are sick, that they're being taken care of. You know, medicine is so expensive sometimes.
Very.
And there are sick kids out there, and there are sick people out there who can't afford their medication. And I think that we need to take and redistribute some of our tax dollars into things that keep people healthy and less control over silly things. But I could sit here and list things to you all day long. But what do you think about all that?
Yes, I think maybe even if we don't lower tax, I feel like we should give more of that tax money to pharmacists so they can improve on their health care, and maybe they could do more things, and maybe just lower taxes for the people who don't have enough money to get pharmacy. Either way, it would improve pharmacy and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wrapping it back to healthcare and wrap it back maybe how pharmacists can help people. Pharmacists do a lot more than what people realize. Everybody that sees a pharmacist at their local pharmacy or at the big national chains like Walgreens or CVS or Walmart or the grocery store like Giant Eagle here in Pittsburgh, or the independents like Sean Nairn's Acor RX. He has a long-term care pharmacy that serves the public as well as people that are not able to leave their homes. That service is so important. And sometimes access to those pharmacists are blocked by the way things get paid for. And it keeps people from getting the attention that they need because they don't have the insurance or they don't have the means to getting that coverage. So I absolutely agree with you.
Yes.
So what are we doing on Father's Day today? I'm just glad I get to hang out with you in the studio and do this podcast with you.
Yeah, I like doing podcasts with you.
Yeah. So.
And that's not just a thing I'm saying to be nice.
Right. No, you actually mean it, because I think you do enjoy this.
Yes, I do.
Rachel has her pharmacist lab coat on. I'm going to take some pictures of her and I together for this special Father's Day episode. By the way, there is a Facebook group by Tony Guerra who built that. Tony is a podcaster on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. He has three triplets, all girls, and someday I want to get those three girls on here so that they can talk with you, Rach.
Yeah, you have been talking about that ever since I made the first episode.
I know. We have to get it done. So dads, if you are a pharmacist, if you are a dad, if you're in the pharmacy industry, you don't have to necessarily just be a pharmacist, because I'm not, and you want to join the Pharmacist Dads group, just go to Facebook and put in Pharmacist Dads or Dads Pharmacy or whatever like that, and you'll find us. Join the group. We'd love to copy the Pharmacist Moms group that is like 20. Listen to this. The Pharmacist Moms group on Facebook has like 28,000, 30,000 pharmacist moms that are plugged in.
Wow. That's a lot of moms.
That's a lot of moms that are pharmacists. Yeah. So pharmacist dads, we need to get our game going and maybe support this. But I want to give a sincere shout out to all dads out there. I want to say hello to my dad. I love you, Dad. His name's Steven Urey. He lives down in Sebastian, Florida. Teresa Toll is his pharmacist, and Teresa has a pharmacy down there. I think it's called Bay Street Pharmacy in Sebastian, Florida. And she does an amazing job. So shout out to Happy Father's Day to all the dads. You want to close up for us, Rach?
Yes. Well, I'd like to thank you for this discussion, Dad, and I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and have a great week.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Okay, have a good day.